Good morning, all. We have a very exciting day. This is where you're beginning the final parak of Maseches Pesachim. If you'll notice, the way the Pesachim sort of laid out is that we begin with Erev Pesach, right, the night before we're doing the Bedikah. Then we spend a significant amount of the Masechta talking about the halachos of Korban Pesach, which is the day right before Pesach. And now we conclude, finally, the Masechta with talking about the first night of Pesach, what the Seder night looks like. And Arvei Pesachim is learned by many, and it's one of those the earlier pieces of Gemara and Mishnayos that kids will learn because it's just so fun to learn. So we'll just go through it in our normal way, but it's a little exciting because this is going to be happening in a few weeks. We're going to be doing a lot of what the Mishnah is saying. So, let's just begin. So, Arvei Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, it begins that on Erev Pesach, right before Pesach begins, Samach Lemincha gives this sort of obscure time. Close to Mincha, close to Mincha time, Lo Yochal Adam Asha Techshech, a person should not eat until it becomes dark. So, what do any of these words mean? Well, so when you say Samach Lemincha, that is close to Mincha, so seemingly we're referring to Mincha Ketana, which is about 9.5 hours into the day. And when we say Samach, it means about probably like 30 minutes before. So this year, Samach Lemincha for us would be around, I was looking it up, around 4:19 in the day. That's when Samach Lemincha is. So around that time, says the Mishnah, a person should not really eat anything, says the Mishnah, but really it means large amounts of food. In other words, there's sort of like this old custom that seems to just happen, that everyone's always starving on Erev Pesach. Well, it's actually not just a happenstance, it's actually the way it's supposed to be. You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah, so what are you supposed to eat? Well, the truth is you're really not supposed to be eating that much because you're supposed to go into Pesach hungry so that you eat matzah, so that the matzah itself will satisfy you. That's part of the hiddur, the beautification of the mitzvah of eating matzah. So that's what it says. You should go into Pesach hungry so that you should so that you'll enjoy your food on the Seder night. And regarding the mitzvah of haseva, of reclining, a poor man in Israel should also be reclining. So even you would think, oh, so we have this mitzvah of haseva, of reclining. You could only recline if you're a free man. Well, if you're a poor man, you're not so free because you're really you're bound by a lot of things financially. You can't really do so much. But says the Mishnah, even a poor person is supposed to recline on a Seder night. That's part of his obligation, and sort of in helping the poor man reach this obligation of feeling like a ben chorin, like a free man on the Seder night, we sort of bend over backwards as the from the community standpoint to make him feel comfortable. V'lo yifchasu lo me'arba kozo shel yayin. When we give him tzedakah for the chag, so we give him obviously for matzah, we give him for some meals for the holiday, but we also have to give him enough money so that he can afford to buy his four cups, even though it's just a rabbinic mitzvah. So we give him enough money so that he could buy his four cups of wine. And says the Mishnah, even the tamchoy was literally, it's it means like a charity plate. What it means is that from this tamchoy, they used to give poor people enough money so that they can eat just their basic two meals a day. So we say we can even give from the tamchoy so that the person can afford their four cups of wine. Mishnah. So now we begin to talk about the real halachos of how the Haggadah is set up. So mazgulo kos rishon. First we pour, the Mishnah is only referring to the leader of the Seder because we're talking about Kiddush. So usually the typical custom is that on a regular night, there's only one person making Kiddush. It happens to be on the Seder night in particular because it's kind of like everyone's involved. So some people have the custom that everyone makes Kiddush. But nonetheless, begins the Mishnah that mazgulo kos rishon. We pour a cup of wine for the leader of the Seder, for the head guy who's leading everything. And seemingly what the Mishnah over here is saying is alluding to the custom that we have, that we should not be pouring our own cups of wine, right? Someone else is pouring this guy's cup of wine. And so it says the Mishnah now, after we pour the cup of wine, so we have to say the bracha. Well, how do we say the bracha? So, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Mevarech al Hayom, Vecharkach Mevarech al Hayayin. First, we make the bracha on the day itself, right? We say for the bracha for the sanctification of Yontif, and then we make the bracha of Hagafen on the wine. But that doesn't sound right to us because, Ubeishil, Omrim, Beishil, I'll say, what do we do? And what are we passing like? Mevarech al Hayayin, Vecharkach Mevarech al Hayom. First, we make the bracha on wine, and then we make the bracha on the Yontif. That's always how we do things, not just on a Yontif, but on a regular Friday night. We always make the bracha on wine first, then we make the bracha on the day. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, we'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel.